Hey guys, and welcome to another fantastic, fantastic episode of my podcast. My name is Peace Patrick, and this is Peace Speaks. So, before I do anything, before I say anything I would like to say, I am really sorry, guys, for going MIA. Like, 2020 was one hell of a year. I did not expect the things that happened last year to happen. So, and it kind of took like a toll on me mentally, and you know, I just went missing action. But I'm really sorry, guys, and this time around I am back with a big bang, giving you content back to back. You know what's up. Forgive my cheeky laugh, guys. I don't know what's wrong with me, honestly. So today on today's episode, I'll be talking about something really sensitive. It's a really sensitive topic that is not really spoken about often, and I wonder why, but it will be the feud between women. Because for years there has been this image of women being devils to other women, women tearing down other women, women bringing down other women. And to an extent this is true, because 90% of the time women are always tearing down other women. And I've heard of cases and I've seen instances where ladies are not just being supportive or encouraging to each other, almost as if there's like a cold war, kind of like a crab in a bucket effect. For those who don't know what a crab in a bucket effect is, it's like a mentality, it's a way of thinking that is best described by the phrase, if I can't have it, neither can you. It is so unhealthy, like I can't even start to explain how unhealthy it is, and it's absolutely uncalled for. I mean, women should not be fighting each other. In my opinion, the battle should not be between women. It should be queens coming together as queens and fixing each other's crowns. Queens coming together trying to break the chain, the vicious circle of gender inequality, because believe it or not, despite the fact that we are in the 21st century, we still have to deal with gender inequality in so many cases. It's probably not as high or as rampant as it was back in the day when our parents were still, you know, young and growing up, but it's still not completely stamped out. There's still gender inequality, so I believe we should channel our own, you know, energy towards stamping out gender inequality rather than fighting each other and, you know, throwing unnecessary grenades at each other. But at the end of the day, I believe it just comes down to our confidence level and where it is. Because there are times I have been around other women that tear each other down, like, so much it seems from. Because at the end of the day, I believe it comes down to our confidence level and, you know, where it is. The times I have been around, you know, other women that tear others down so much seems to come from a place of jealousy, resentment, frustration with themselves or a part of their own life. Because women are so quick to tear each other down. And it is sad, because if we do not support each other, how can we believe that men will support us as well? Like, how? How does it work? It doesn't work that way. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but there was this trend that was going on back in July of 2020, where you have to tag 10 ladies and you post your picture in black and white and, you know, make some long, silly ass caption about women supporting women and, you know, tag 10 women to do the same. Now, I remember that trend and people that participated, myself inclusive, we faced a lot of backlash because of that trend. Because the truth is, that trend, people just did it like because, you know, it's a trend, I just need to do it. There was no emotion behind it. You would post a long, long caption and at the end of the day, the words have no meaning. You're just saying it because it's a trend. We received a lot of backlash for it, and now I really get to understand why. I mean, I understand that women by nature, we are competitive. Like, it's not a thing to question. By nature, we are really competitive. But at this rate, it's really, really unhealthy. But the point actually is that in general, modern women do not possess the solidarity you might hope for or even expect in a world that is, you know, quote unquote, supposedly heading towards gender equality. And without question, the notion of woman versus woman is not even new. Many people just laugh it off, you know, deferring it to our curiously natural state of being, as if it's in our DNA to compete with each other. We're known to do it mostly because of men or friends, jobs, attention, recognition, and even self-worth. Because of these things that are mostly intangible, we launch silent daggers over petty issues such as clothing, mimicry, and, you know, appearance foxbacks, all fodder for cannonballs of hatred for fellow females to fire. Like, we even squabble. Like, this is no joke, this is a big issue. We even squabble over things that are entirely nebulous, like the ideas in the back of our minds that are more like fathoms than actual life gains. And the worst part is not many people question this. We just make fun of it, acknowledge it, and, you know, disparage upon it, but we don't really ask ourselves, why did we get here? How did we get here? How did it get so bad? Most of the time, the answer is that's just how women are, supposedly. Well, that might be true, but only as true as the belief that boys will be boys, honestly speaking. It's just so silly, so obnoxious, so superficial, and it's painful. It's actually painful to see women tearing other women down. I mean, alas, it's all about beauty and body image, or more specifically, beauty in the context of our persistent inequality to men and our disproportionate body commodification that, you know, it ironically feeds the fire between us as sisters. Like, in spite of how far we've come, our looks are still up there on the checklist of our success as women, which should not be. It shouldn't be. Because looks should not define a person. Looks should not define you as a woman. It is a very beautiful but ugly remnant of a time when women were trophies and properties of men. When our entire worth, this was back in the day when our entire worth was once based on appearance, pedigree, purity, and, you know, childbearing ability. Now, let me explain why this lame vestigial problem is creating a massive divide between us as women and how serious the implications are. Now, as a disclaimer, this is not to say, I'm not saying that we should not or cannot take care of ourselves as women, that we cannot or should not care about fashion, beauty, fitness, glamour, or sexual appeal. All these interests are fun and they are worthwhile. We should be free to, you know, indulge and revel in them. So should men. I mean, not just women, men too. We should be able to honor all beauty in all forms whenever possible. It gives life extra spice and flavor. But it becomes toxic. It becomes toxic when it becomes a competition between women. That is when toxic. It becomes really toxic. Now, fathom this. In a culture where, you know, patriarchy is still alive, endearingly belting out delusions of grandeur and trusting a withered cane into the air from its convalescent bed, dinging the bell for the nurse at least one crippled mythology has remained. The story that women are not fully worthwhile unless they are amazing at everything and beautiful in the eyes of others. For some, external beauty in the eyes of others and, you know, oneself is success in and of itself. And regrettably, this particular fact has helped turn women against each other. And this is a trend that started centuries, if not lineages ago. Poignantly, this is one of the major factors that still determines our being in the public. Like, I don't even know how to explain this. It still determines our well-being in the public eye, whether a woman is gay, straight, bi, white, black, brown, etc. A veritable competition whose competitions are by default only women. In a world that is still ruled by men, like, how does it make sense that it is a veritable competition and our competitors are by default only women in a world that is still ruled by men? okay, let's take for instance when an attractive woman just, you know, strolls back your work, strolls around your workplace or walks past your classroom, and she's prettier in your eyes, or she's prettier than you are, or in someone else's eyes, she might inspire your jealousy. And if you're that kind of woman, even only for a day, you might treat her differently. In my opinion, the bottom line is, as women, we need to stop fighting over scraps that are left to us by those in power. Jealousy over looks is only a symptom of everything else we still do not have, one of which is the ability to shed beauty and body image as all, you know, powerful dictators in our lives. What we really need to do is to stop fighting each other over such irrelevant things. Instead, we should all collectively attack the people in power. Quote unquote. It is so easy to forget who the real enemies are that we cannibalize ourselves on the way to, you know, what we hope is a better life, even if only in the form of vicious shit talking to alleviate our fleeting anger at that nonsense that represents us. On the other side, having perceived good looks can actually drag a woman down in ways that are similarly unfair and unearned. Namely, when other women, you know, do their best to sabotage her progress, her job, her advancement, and her happiness based on jealousy of her collective resources or perceived ability to acquire luck, as it were. The only way this cold war between us as women can finally come to an end is when women can finally relegate beauty to a fun life expression rather than a prerequisite success. It might be safe to say that we will see less tension between our sisters. We will see less tension between ourselves when we relegate beauty to fun. Beauty should be a thing of fun, not and a thing of fun and life expression rather than, you know, a prerequisite of success. I would like to think that when women occupy enough, you know, power positions in every sphere, we will no longer question where our real worth lies, at which point we might see an end of the extreme, you know, jealousy trend between women as we know it. I mean, to some degree, there may always be a form of tension between everybody, women and men, with or without the commodity of beauty playing a role. But I think we can all agree that the world will still be a better place, even if fraught with endless problems to resolve, if women are more nicer to each other. I repeat, I think we can all agree that honestly, the world would be a better place, a much better place, even despite the fact of we have endless problems to resolve. The world would be a better place if women were nicer to each other. Quote me anyway. I can go on and on and on trying to address this issue, but I don't want to make this a really, really long, boring sermon. I'm just trying to get my points and my views out there. These are my views, like, my own opinion. This silent war, or this cold war, this crab in the bucket effect between women. I think beauty has a role, a major role, or what men or the society has projected as beauty. So having said all this, I would like to draw the curtains here. I mean, I can go on and on for hours talking about this, but I think this is enough. I've done justice to this issue, in my opinion. So yeah, I'd like to draw the curtains here. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much for the love and support. Always remember to be kind, be caring, stay safe. It's your girl, Peace Patrick, signing out.